An introduction to the recording of intestinal noises. Originally, the aim in listening to bowel sounds was an attempt to verify a suspicion that bowel sounds, and indeed intestinal activity, did not cease postoperatively. That bowel sounds do not disappear, I think, has been fairly conclusively proven, particularly if the postoperative course is uncomplicated. In other words, there is no so-called postoperative physiological ileus if the patient is making a normal recovery. A recording of an abdomen 6 hours after cholecystectomy reveals normal sounds. One now has pressure recordings through open-ended tubes in the duodenum and jejunum to support the auditory findings. And reinvestigation evaluate the bowel sounds. And it is hoped that after listening to the various types and frequency of sound, that you will realize that continuous sounds of all types occur in all types who do not have either obstruction or diarrhea, or indeed any intestinal pathology. The only sound of true with no pylorus, and after no ileocecal valve,
which sounds appear quite normal.
A few additional
findings,
which
are recorded only but have been heard on
are that intestinal always disappear,
do not
with
always disappear with a systolic
millimeters of mercury,
under 100 millimeters of mercury,
increases the frequency of
while atropine decreases
the recording
now
6 hours
recording 6 hours after cholecystectomy
to all intents and purposes
are quite normal.
One day after hemorrhoidectomy, which now follows, is an example of loud intestinal noises. These noises are not diagnostically significant and also occur in patients who do not have intestinal disease and who have not had any operation.
The record which follows is from a patient with carcinoma of the stomach. It is a pre-operative record, and the sounds are similar to the previous patient who had the hemorrhoidectomy, but they were less frequent. To demonstrate what a small part the colon plays in intestinal noise production, the next portion of the recording is a post-operative recording of a patient who had a total colectomy for ulcerative colitis. The intestinal noises which have been recorded are almost continuous and are quite normal in character. Intestinal noises disappear if the systolic blood pressure falls below 100 millimeters of mercury. That this is not always the case is shown by the recording which follows. It was recorded from a man who was hypotensive due to secondary hemorrhage from his prostatic cavity after prostatectomy. His blood pressure was 90/70 millimeters of mercury. If the hypotension is produced by an intra-abdominal catastrophe, then vowel sounds are indeed usually absent.
The effect of the frequency of intestinal noise is demonstrated by the recording which follows one hundredth of a grain of atropine was administered intravenously.
There is a marked reduction in the frequency of intestinal noises after 5 minutes of the intravenous atropine, of intravenous atropine
off
usually
after,
after
20 minutes.
About 20 minutes.
Were made
the recordings
in
were
the
made in the patient who
total.
Later had a total gastrectomy. No record has been kept
the intestinal
of
noises
the intestinal
administration
after the administration
of morphine.
If morphine is
administered intravenously
in the dose of 1/4 grain, then the sound becomes
more crisp,
more
frequent,
and
shorter.
And shorter.
As with atropine, the effect lasts for about 20 minutes. A short collection of bowel sounds
on
three patients.
The first sounds
are from a patient who was making a delayed recovery from
cholecystectomy.
Clinically, the patient showed signs
of
intestinal obstruction. Sounds themselves are not diagnostic, but are suspect due to their high pitch. These sounds from the other two patients, although exaggerated,
are normal.
Their clinical progress was entirely satisfactory. tinkling vowel sounds
of
intestinal obstruction,
are difficult to record.
In the recording which, they are difficult,
difficult to hear.
They are interspersed,
with
normal soft
sounds.
The patient developed
intestinal obstruction
following a partial
gastrectomy.